From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, October 26, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Kyle Hughes is reporting for NYS News that incumbent Republican State Senator George Amador and Democratic challenger Sarah Nicoli faced off at a League of Women Voters event in the Gilderland Town Library on Tuesday, October the 25th. Amador called for term limits and public pension forfeiture to clean up Albany corruption, but Nicoli pointed a finger of blame at him and said campaign contributions are the true problem. She said, and I quote, George Amador's first job is his real estate development firm, and it's no wonder that millions and millions of dollars from the real estate industry has been invested in his campaign, end quote. Nicoli repeatedly linked Amador, his values and policies to Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. In her closing statement, Nicoli said Amador has, and I quote, demonstrated lockstep allegiance, end quote, to Trump values. Amador did not have a chance to respond because under the rules, the debate ended with Nicoli's comments. Amador said afterwards, and I quote, I think it's a desperate move and kind of sour grapes, no question, end quote. The two 46 Senate district candidates found common ground criticizing the SAFE Act, but otherwise disagreed on abortion rights, education tax credits, and disenfranchisement of those convicted of felonies. The event Tuesday was the only full debate in the campaign so far. Both candidates will appear at an Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce breakfast forum in Kingston on Thursday, October the 27th. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale's reporting in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Village Board has been presented with a new branding and logo concept for the village and the surrounding area. Chatham Area Business and Arts is proposing, and I quote, Next Stop Chatham, end quote, as the new marketing tagline. New signs for the village light post, a new informational brochure, shopping bags, and a logo have been designed. The group's president, Tom Chuluk, said that once the organization's board approves the logo, they will start looking into funding a promotional campaign. Chuluk spoke at a recent village board meeting and presented the materials, requesting the board's input. Chatham Area Business and Arts was formerly known as the Chatham Area Business Alliance. The member-run group of businesses and individuals host events in the village and runs the website visitchathamnewyork.com. It recently expanded its reach outside the village to boards and organizations within the boundaries of the Chatham School District. Chatham Area Business and Arts' next event is Winterfest in December. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Times Union is reporting a new national study by the Center for American Progress ranks New York among the top 10 safest states for gun violence. New York has some of the lowest rates of gun suicides, gun deaths among people younger than 21, intimate partner gun homicides of women, and fatal shootings by police in the nation. The study demonstrates the link between gun laws and gun violence, how states with weak gun laws have a higher rate of gun violence than states with stronger gun laws. Other safe gun states include Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Wisconsin. The list of states reporting the highest levels of gun violence include Alaska, Arizona, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Ariel Zangler reports in the Daily Freeman that congressional candidates John Faso and Zephyr Teachout discussed their differences during an hour-long debate at the Woodstock Playhouse for Time Warner Cable News. Faso, a Republican from Columbia County, and Teachout, a Democrat from Dutchess County, agreed on cleaning up the water in Hoosac Falls and Petersburg and opposing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They didn't agree on much else. Zangler wrote, and I quote, Faso has repeatedly characterized Teachout as a carpetbagger whose ideas are unrealistic and out of touch with the 19th Congressional District, while Teachout has repeatedly characterized Faso as a career politician and lobbyist who is beholden to his campaign donors, end quote. The two candidates debate again at 7 p.m. on October 27th at Congregation Emmanuel, 243 Albany Avenue in Kingston. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that on October the 24th, Governor Andrew Cuomo said that his top priority in January will be limiting the outside income for state lawmakers. Cuomo in Long Island said, and I quote, "We're going back to Albany and we're going to do the unfinished business this year and we're going to start with real ethics reform," end quote. He also said, and I quote, "And we're going to start by reducing or eliminating the outside income. If you look at the problem that's been recurring time and time again, it's that too many legislators wear two hats. They go to Albany and they're a legislator, then they go home and they're a businessman or they're a lawyer or they're a consultant," end quote. Last year, leaders from both parties of both legislative chambers were convicted of violating laws, but no real ethical reform emerged from Albany in response. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Hudson voters will consider whether to set up a retirement fund for the town's volunteer firefighters on November the 8th. The election's Proposition 2 would establish a service awards program, a retirement program for the City of Hudson Fire Department. The fire department will attempt to persuade voters to its cause with a public meeting at 6 p.m. on November the 2nd at the Hudson Fire Department Central Station. In an October 16th letter about the meeting, Fire Commissioner Timothy Hutchins said, and I quote, "The City of Hudson Fire Department has been all volunteer since its inception in 1794. Over the past few decades, it has become a challenge to not only the Hudson Fire Department, but the fire service in general to recruit and retain quality volunteers," end quote. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Forest Rangers responded to several search and rescue incidents statewide last weekend, including two in Greene County. In Hunter, on October the 22nd, a 27-year-old female hiker from New Jersey and a 25-year-old male from Iowa were lost in the Catskill Wild Forest, and two DEC Forest Rangers brought them back to the Laurel House parking area trailhead. The next day, a female hiker was also lost in the Catskill Wild Forest, and two other hikers found her before forest rangers did. There were other lost hikers last weekend in Herkimer, Lewis, Hamilton, and Oneida counties, according to the DEC. Today is day 8 of the WGXC Dead Air 2 Resurrection 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 46 degrees. For Wednesday night, increasing clouds with a temperature low at 29. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a chance of snow before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., then rain thereafter. Temperature high for Thursday will be 42 degrees. Thursday night, rain continues with a low around 39. And on Friday, a chance of showers, mainly before 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 49 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 34. Sunrise today was at 7:22 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:56 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 26th day of October 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.